Welcome to Choice Tunes. Now, the idea of this show is we invite somebody in that's certainly part of a well-known organisation, and then we grill them a bit. No, that's not true. We ask them a bit about their life, how they came to be involved, where they are, and also the eight tunes, if we get to fit them all in, that's been a big part of their lives. So the organisation is Siri. We have them in every fourth Wednesday of the month, so you're all very attuned to Siri, but you haven't had Gus in, and Gus is the CEO. Welcome, Gus.
Thank you. Thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. Gus, we like to know a bit about the people who run the organisation. So can I ask you where you were born, please?
Yes, I was born in Melbourne.
Oh, right.
Victoria.
Local lady.
Yeah.
And whereabouts did you spend your growing up years?
In Hawthorne, predominantly in Hawthorne. Then my teenage years were in Blackburn South and Vermont South.
All right. So pretty close.
Pretty close.
Gus, we don't worry about school because everybody went to school in some sort of form or other. So what was your first job? Was it a part-time job? Were you at still at school, or was it a full-time job, your first job?
It was, I had a non-paid job with my dad. My dad had his own business in Richmond Station, so that was...
What did he do?
It was a takeaway little snack shop right in the station, so yep. Monday to Saturday. And I started at the ripe old age of 8 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe younger, I'm not quite sure.
Yep.
And just went on Saturdays. And when I say it was non-paid, it was... A lovely non-paid one, though, yes. I'm sure he took care of me in lots of other ways.
So after that, what was your first job then, your first paying job?
My first paying job was a part-time job at 14 years of age in a shoe shop in Richmond.
Oh, yeah. So you sold lady shoes and men's shoes or just...
Lots of shoes, yes. It was a huge, I think it was called Shoe Town. It was on Bridge Road in Richmond.
Right. So then when did you go after that, Gus?
After that, my very first job was for a legal firm, Marcel Alter and Associates. I'll give him a bit of a plug.
Yeah.
He's still around as a legal secretary.
Right. And how long were you there?
There for probably around 6 months.
Right.
But stayed in the legal field and property management. So worked for another legal firm and then also property management.
With a real estate agent?
No, property management as in buildings and that in Collins Street in the city.
Oh, right. Yep.
Yeah. So predominantly in a secretarial role.
Right. So how long were you in those jobs?
I did that for a couple of years and then in my wisdom decided that I wanted to go back to school.
Yep.
And the idea of going back to school was really to become a stenographer back then for the court.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I used to love shorthand and typing.
Yep.
And so I went back to school. I also considered becoming a teacher for shorthand and typing, but then decided halfway through that I'd do the other.
Wasn't it?
So I went back to school for about a year.
Yep. And then,
is now Swinburne Uni.
Yep. And then what did you do?
So then when I left there, I went back into the legal field and really stayed as a secretary for quite a few years in various areas.
Yep.
And then following that, after I had my children, they were still quite young but wanted to do some contract work or temporary work.
Yep.
So I started working through an agency, was very interested then in recruitment.
Yep.
And how the agency works, and then decided to do a course.
Right.
I'd say online, but it wasn't really online back then, but a remote course to enter the industry. So studied while my kids were really young.
Oh, that's good. Mm. So what then brought you from legal background as a secretary and that? What then made the big leap from there to an organisation like Siri?
Oh, that's a really good question. Multiple things,
yep.
But if I was to try and condense it, it would be that I really believe that every human being deserves the same opportunity irrespective of their background, their financial situation.
Totally agree.
Yes, and I think that's really important. And that comes in all shapes and sizes and, you know, I've been... fortunate to have some great jobs along the way that have really enabled me to give back to the community. So I've worked in both the corporate and not-for-profit sector.
Yep.
And so leading to Siri was really the passion that I have about in education and also supporting people.
All right, let's just start off with your songs. You've picked Elvis Presley and Hound Dog. Why'd you pick Elvis Presley? Why'd you pick Hound Dog?
Why did I pick Hound Dog? So the reason I picked I've picked Elvis Presley is I lost my mum just a few weeks ago. But, you know, she lived a great life, enormous support to all of us. She was 85, so, you know, could say, yep, pretty good.
Yep.
And she was a huge Elvis fan.
Let's listen to Hound Dog.
Thank you.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You cry all the time. You was high-class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high-class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't ever caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and I have with me Gus from Siri, and we're talking a bit about her life as coming up to Siri. Now, Gus, somewhere along the line, you were in recruitment, and then you made the leap that eventually took to Siri. A, what was that leap, and B, what made you take that leap?
Yep. So I spent 20 years in recruitment in various roles. The most recent role was on site at Hewlett-Packard for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I started to think about what I was doing and also the purpose that it had for me. So I did a counselling course through Ken Miller Institute out of interest, to be honest, because I was interested in that side of things.
Yeah.
And from there, that led to me looking for something very different to what I was doing. I didn't want to be a counsellor per se, but I wanted to use the skills that I'd learnt in a way that I could assist people.
Yep. So was that in the disability field or?
It was in employment services. So new contracts were coming out at the time.
Yep.
I will be honest in saying that I knew nothing about the industry. I just started looking for something different. And the organisation I worked for wanted us for a recruitment background. So there was that business side versus the ability to manage a business and then also assist people. So it probably fitted what what I was looking for, applied for the role and started managing one of their new sites. But it enabled me to work with predominantly long-term unemployed and people with disability, and in particular youth.
So you're putting both skills together, weren't you?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's talk about Love Me Tender. Why, how did he make it?
Oh, God. I think that's a song that stood out for me in my younger years.
Yep.
And when Elvis was around, and I used to love watching his movies and just listening to that song.
It was terrific. Let's listen to it. Elvis Presley and Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you and love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me
terrific song. Bad luck what happened to Elvis Presley in his final days. Have you been to see the movie Elvis?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to.
There are some funny things about that. Some people love it, others don't. Have you been to Bendigo to see the Elvis?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I, but I know
some friends that have been and they said it was really good, but no, I've not been.
Terrific. Yeah. You mentioned off air you've got two children and grandchildren, a boy and a girl. Have either of your children followed you into the same sort of sector, or have they both gone off and done other things altogether?
One of them has, our son has his own business in construction.
Oh, yep.
And my daughter has sort of followed in the footsteps from, she has an HR background.
Oh,
and has also worked in employment services as well over the years.
But not necessarily in the disability or those sorts of services yet?
Not directly in disability, but has worked with those that cohort.
What would you say is one of the most pleasing things about being involved with Siri for you, not necessarily the organisation, just for you?
To see people that I work closely with reach their what their aspirations are, and to sometimes achieve things that they didn't even think were possible or within their realm.
Yeah, that's terrific. Jailhouse Rock, Elvis Presley. Boy, Jailhouse Rock.
Wow, God, that's another...
Because you haven't been to jail.
No, but I need to tell you that I probably used to stand up and dance to that on my own in front of the telly.
Sounds good to me. Let's go.
swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jail out rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 25 minutes past 2 and we're still stuck on 11. I'm not sure we're going to make 12. Gus, we asked the really big questions here on Choice Tunes. Personally, not as a family, what was the first car you ever owned?
Mini Miner.
A lot of ladies...
Little van.
Sorry?
Little van.
The little Mini Miner van.
Yeah.
What made you buy that?
That's a really good question. I don't think there was any motive behind it. I think I thought it was pretty cool at the time. It was reminded me of a little Flintstone car because your feet almost touched the ground.
The only reason I ask that, I wouldn't have thought a little van was a lady's car or was something a lady would want.
It was good.
Yeah. And you travelled all over the place in that?
No. I didn't travel all over the place. I didn't have it for that long, actually. And then you're going to ask me what my next...
Yeah, I'm going to ask what the next one is.
...was. And I think it was a Mazda, and I can't remember what sort, sorry.
No, that's all right. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. All right. Teddy bear. Why teddy bear?
Oh, the warmth. The warmth and what the song represents.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, let's listen to it.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, because tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck
and leave me anywhere. Oh, let the music be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, did he bear? Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And we're talking to Gus, who happens to be the CEO of Siri. As you know, we have Siri in once a month, and we find out a lot about them. They've got a great group. They've got this school. Just amazes me. And also the first impressions. I'm a real fan of that because I think that fills a real need. Anyway, we're here to talk about Gus, not to talk about Siri so much. Gus, you've been involved with a number of boards over the time and still are. You want to tell us a little bit about those, please?
Yep. So I've been on Kalparan Early Intervention Centre, which is for children with a disability and zero to six, and the aim is to try and get children back into mainstream just living,
not just schools,
and also perhaps, you know, trying to get them to mix in with everyone as easy as they can, or ease them into situations. It's 0 to 6, as I said, and they're based in Greensboro and they do a fabulous job out there. So,
And that first group you mentioned, is that something to do with the Greek community, is it?
The Bronia that I spoke about? Yes, that is. That's the previous Greek Welfare Society.
All right, so let me just delve a little bit further.
Yeah.
You aren't Greek because you told us you were born in Melbourne. So obviously you've got some sort of a Greek background.
I do, yeah. My parents were born in Cyprus.
Yep.
So, and both came here. I think my mum was around 19. My dad would have been in his 20s at the time, but came, my dad in the late 40s and my mum in the 50s.
So did they know each other overseas?
No, they didn't. No.
So they met here?
Sort of. It was one of those arranged marriages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, through mutual friends, actually.
Yeah. Sometimes they're very successful. Well, they obviously are if your mum and dad have been around for a long while.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. So have you travelled to Greece at all over to...
Very fortunate. I've travelled a number of times to Greece and Cyprus.
Yeah.
And most of my family... My immediate family, or mum and dad's immediate family, actually live in Cyprus.
So you catch up with them when you go?
Yep, definitely, yes. Stay with them a lot of the time as well.
Terrific.
Yeah.
All shook up. Why are we going to get all shook up?
Oh, wow. Okay, dancing. Dancing.
Let's listen.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. I'm all shook up.
Hey, And welcome back to Choice Tunes. And we're talking to Gus from Siri, and we're gradually learning quite a bit about her life. We keep plugging away and we find a bit more. Gus, was your husband Greek?
Yes, he's Greek. So, born in Greece.
But he came out here, but I think you're saying that you only met him out here like...
Came out here, about, I think he was about 11 with all of his family.
Yep.
So his mum and dad and siblings.
Yep. Is he part of a big family?
Yes, relatively big.
Because a lot of those families are big. That's the only reason why I ask. I don't want a stereotype, but I was just wondering if he did come from big...
Mm.
All right. Heartbreak Hotel. Now, you're going to break someone's heart here. Boy, you got this one.
Oh, look, just close to my heart, I suppose. Yeah, really.
Let's play it.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I've been. I've been just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back and think it's so, think it's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. Just a lonely baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Well, I got to say, Gus, you've got some great songs, and I'll just make a quick mention here. On a Sunday night between 6 and 8, we have the Rock and Roll Hit Parade, normally done by Matt Shaw, and we play all these sorts of songs from the 50s and 60s. Matt's still having a bit of a break, so I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 playing some great music like this. Gus, if someone, forget about qualifications, forget about anything other than the question I'm going to ask you. If you could have any job anywhere in the world, so the qualifications you've got, forget about all that. If I said to you there's a job anywhere in the world, what would you want it to be and where would it be? That stumped you?
No, it's a really good question. And how I am today, I would have to say what I'm doing.
Would you?
Yep.
So there's no other sort of job? That, well, I was going to say the President of the United States.
Oh, but
no.
Wouldn't
want to do that
no,
job.
No, I don't want to do that.
I think there's a lot of people that wouldn't.
No.
Gus, what sort of turnover of in dollars, and we don't want to know anything like too much, would Siri turn over the year? Like, it's a big organisation, isn't it?
It is, and this year we're projected to turn over 22 mil.
Fair dinkum.
Mm.
I knew it was a big organisation. Mm. And... What, since you've been there, have you personally started any new got somebody to start something?
Yeah, look, we've expanded quite a bit, Alan.
Yep.
When I started, I think the turnover was between 5.5 to 6 mil.
Gee.
Yep. So I've been there 7 years.
Yep.
we've expanded on our school.
Yeah, so you've got two new ones, haven't you?
Two campus. Yeah, yep. So we have four campuses now.
Yep.
And when I started, we were doing VCAL. We have now expanded from, we went 7 to 12.
Yep.
And then from there, we did 5 and 6 as well. So we have primary school at Yarra Junction.
Yep.
So we're now 5 to 12.
Yep.
And first impressions that you've talked about.
I love that.
Supporting women.
Yeah, I think it's a terrific
So that's project. New for us. Yeah. The Churnside Park Hub is yes. new for us.
Yep.
So we've always had Yarra Junction because that's where yep. we started as an organisation over 45 years ago
yep.
at the house up there. And early learning has expanded in different ways. So before and after school care, we've had that, but we've probably expanded our services there as well. And we're just currently looking at a couple of other opportunities. Yeah.
Terrific. Are you lonesome tonight? Why is that in here?
Oh, look, you know.
You wouldn't be dancing to it.
No, I wasn't. No, I wouldn't be dancing to it. I just like the song.
All right, let's listen.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome
if you're lonesome tonight? You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare. And I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Gus, when you were doing the employment and all that sort of stuff, you must have at times had to put a number of people off. And A, did that happen? And B, did that help along the line of coming up with the idea of these first impressions?
Yes, it did. So in my previous organisation, we worked closely with long-term unemployed and the disability sector. It was predominantly training people online and then finding placements for them, and then hopefully that led to a job for most of them, and we supported them throughout the whole process. As part of that, the the gentleman that I worked for at the time talked about corporate social responsibility, so we wanted to give back to the community somehow and partner with some organisations, and we made a deliberate move to partner with people that were focused on education, so it was in line with what we were doing. And at the time I was fortunate to partner with Fitted for Work and got to know how that worked.
Is that the same sort of thing as...
Similar, yes. Yeah. So they do an amazing job in helping women get back into the workforce, supporting them. And then when I started at Siri, you know, it took a while before we got there, but probably 3-4 years in, we looked at the opportunities out this way and realised there was really nothing like that out this way. So that's when First Impressions was born.
And now you've got two, haven't you? You've got Moorabbin Park and also Yarra Junction.
That's right,
I think
which is pretty exciting,
Now, the other thing I just need, I would be very remiss if I didn't ask you about this, and I know we've had people in talking about it, but we talked about people who run the program and all that, but you as the CEO, you must be extremely proud to see this school that's now got four campuses. But it's not a special school, is it? I mean, special schools are usually for young people with disabilities.
Yeah.
I've got a daughter that teaches in that.
Okay.
But this is more than that, isn't it? In fact, it's not that at all.
Yeah. It's designed for people or for kids that don't cope in mainstream.
Yep.
Or may not be able to cope or have had incidents that's happened over the years that has stopped them from wanting to go to school.
Or have dropped out of school.
That's right, Some have not gone to school for quite a while. I would describe us, Alan, as a school of choice because that's what we need to be.
Yep.
So it doesn't mean that our kids will be there necessarily for 5 or 6 years. It may only be for 1 year.
And they might be there all day, every day, days a week.
No, in fact, they're not really, most of them. So our programs are individualised to each student.
Yep.
We run small campuses, so, you know, no more than 150 kids on each campus. That may go a little bit higher. And there's a need for what we do everywhere, really. And, I think it's great.
And you've picked up that new school out of Berwick, which is...
That's right, yeah.
It's now or never. Why?
Oh, I think that's just about me jumping in and thinking, why not?
Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again this way.
It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now.
I've got to say, Gus, you've picked some terrific songs. It's been a pleasure sitting here. It's been a pleasure talking to you too, and I'm glad you took the opportunity to come and talk to us. Gus, do you is Siri run by a board?
Yes, it is.
There is a board?
Yep.
And that's just people out of the community? Yep. Or
people with different skill sets so that they complement each other and can support myself and the organisation.
Yep. And we hear a lot about Siri, and you know they come in here every once a month, and we have a great time with them, and we're grateful that they do come in. So we've met a number of people. So how many people would be employed by Siri?
Yeah, about 230.
So it's a big organisation,
yeah,
so isn't
quite
it?
Big, yeah.
Yeah, big
yeah.
organisation.
Yeah.
All right, stuck on you.
My husband's going to kill me, but stuck on you.
It's for him, right now.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen. Starts a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how our love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes with Gus from Siri. Siri, Siri, that's what I'm going to talk about. Gus, if the board came to you tomorrow and said, right, there's limitless money, what program is that? Or there may be none. And so is there any program that maybe it's too dear to run at the moment, or maybe it doesn't run, or nobody's ever thought of it? Is there ever a program that if you had limitless money, you'd say, I'd really want to do that?
Not that I can think of.
I suppose you've implemented all the ones you want to.
I thought, yeah, we're doing, you know, four diverse programs. Although they're diverse, they're all focused around education and supporting people and allowing yep. people to live their life, yep. however that looks,
yep.
and gives them the opportunity to learn. So it would be to do more of what we're doing, probably.
Yep.
You know,
so there's nothing out there that you can't see a big gap in society that we should be doing more of this or more of that?
I think it's more of what we currently do, to yeah. be honest.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. One of the things I must say, and I'm not talking about your salary or anybody's salary, but one of the things that I think that is really terrific, anybody who's working in the disability services aren't doing it for the money. because yourself as a CEO, if you're working in corporate, you'd earn a lot more money, I can guarantee it, without even knowing what you're on, but I know what corporate make. And the same with a lot of, I'm not sure with your teachers, so I don't want to pull them out, but a lot of people that are working in the disability section aren't doing for the money, are they?
No, look, and, you know, if I look at most of the not-for-profit sector, you really have to be passionate about what you're doing. I think that's really important. And in particular, the types of work that we do, and I take my hat off to all of our people because their involvement is at different levels or in different ways. But if we're not all passionate about what we do, it really doesn't work.
Yeah, I guess you've hit it in the nail on the head a bit there. You can work in corporate and not really be very interested in the product you're producing but still do your job well, can't you? But but I guess it's not an industry, but in your game, there's not much, if you weren't really switched on and wanted to do it, we'd walk away, wouldn't you?
In most cases, yeah. There are people still, as in every industry or sector, that are there for different reasons, you know, and there are different drivers for people. But I feel that we have a group of individuals that form an amazing team, you know, to be able to deliver the services that we do.
Yep.
Especially, you know, giving back to the community and things like our market. Can I give a plug about our market coming up?
It's coming up.
So we've got our market at Chernside Park that's coming up on Sunday, the 24th of July.
That's not far away?
No, Chernside Park, just on Kimberley Drive.
No, I said not far away.
Oh,
today.
I thought you meant not far away, it's in distance.
No.
Yeah, and look, we've had a fabulous turnout from everyone, so please come down.
The last one you had heaps of stalls, didn't you?
Yes, heaps and heaps. And the very first one we did after opening up, we had over 3,000 people there, which was incredible.
Gee, that's incredible.
Yeah, just before Christmas.
So give us a day, 24th of July.
21st of July, 9 a.m.
Sorry, 21st or 24th?
No, 24th, sorry, on the Sunday. Yeah.
24th of July, between?
Come down, 9 and 2.
9 and 2.
Yeah.
And they tell me there's terrific coffee down there.
Terrific coffee, terrific food, lots of local people that are selling their products. So I think one of the most important things for us is that we are supporting local. They're supporting us as well.
Yep.
But people are buying local, and that's incredible.
Right, which is terrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you also have occasional drop-in care and all those sorts of things too, don't you?
Yeah, we have all of the services that encompass early learning.
Yeah, which is terrific.
Yeah.
And again, sometimes mums just need a bit of time to themselves don't they?
Yeah.
And so,
have a bit of a break.
Yeah, why not? Gus, look, it's been terrific having you in. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. We look forward to having Siri in 2 weeks today.
Thank you, and also thanks for all your support throughout all this time.
That's not a problem. We enjoy having them in. And I'm certainly I support Siri the whole way through, but there are two things that I find really great is your school, I think, because I've been involved with education and mainstream schools can't cope with the sorts of students that you do. You know, they've got to turn up, they've got to be there all day.
Yep.
And I think this first impression, I know I bang on about it, but I just think it's so incredible. You know, guys seem to look after themselves, but sometimes the ladies just don't get the money to do it. And, and it reflects in their opportunities to get a job.
Yeah. And the support we've had throughout the organisation, but in particular First Impressions, has been amazing. Like, people are giving us brand new clothes, as you know, and I'm guilty of that, where we buy things and don't wear them and the tag's still hanging there. You know, so to see people donate that and then someone else get the advantage of being able to wear that clothing.
And I guess you're always looking for donations.
Definitely.
But not junk. It's got to be good stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Righto. Last one. Return to sender.
I just like the song.
No worries.
Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number.
keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person.